Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Friday, January 28th, it's National Fun at Work Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Toy Department. They had a promotion to give away free board games, so I picked up Monopoly, but I wasn't sure if I was allowed another game. But I did take one, it was a risk I was willing to take. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, no fun with the weather. It's a cold one. Again, minus 17, feeling more like minus 26 with a wind chill. Going to be clear and cool throughout the rest of the day and into the weekend. And today's random daily shout-out goes to the technology that we use at work. This may come as a surprise, but our computers went down, so JD had to do everything manually. For example, it took him 20 minutes just to shuffle the cards for solitaire.
Hey. Well, our computers are so slow. They may as well
slow are they?
They may as well be called calculators.
Hey, I see what you did there. Well, fight the workday doldrums today on National Fun at Work Day, especially now that the days of the work week feel like Monday number two, Monday number three, Monday number four, Friday, Saturday, and pre-Monday. You know, many people spend a good portion of their lives at work, so shouldn't they not try to enjoy it? While looking to find fun things to do at work, let your imagination be the leader. We highly recommend good doses of the Wise Guys and Girl. Be sure to obtain your boss's approval for whatever fun and exciting things you choose to do. Better yet, get your boss involved in the fun. They say that organizations that integrate fun into work have lower levels of absenteeism, greater job satisfaction, more productivity, and less downtime. Downtime. Yeah. We know about downtime. All right. Thanks to our friends at LTSS for keeping us humming. All right. Hey, Tamik, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? You got to think that Love Shack is one of the most fun songs out there.
It is, and maybe we could go with that. I was in between. I was going with different ones, and I was thinking, let's go a little risque today because it's Friday. And I was thinking, what is the oldest profession? What they say is the oldest profession in the world? Yeah, Paul.
I wasn't answering. I was.
So why did you raise your hand? Well, you know, they say...
You're looking to sign up.
You know, they say doing the night work.
Cleaning. Okay, got you.
It is work, yes. It is work, and it might involve cleaning at times. I wouldn't know, because I've never done this type of work. But we're going to actually go with Lady Marmalade today, because work is work, people. Itchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah, da, da. No, I will not sing it. So, those of you who want the translation.
Can you translate from the French?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Is, you know, you want to come through, basically. Would you like to spend some time with me this evening? That's really what it's asking about. So I said, you know, let's go a little out of the box. Let's go with Lady Marmalade today. You have different versions, as you would know, maybe La Belle, the amazing group La Belle did the first version, Italia La Belle, Nona Hendrix, and why am I forgetting the second? She just passed too. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I was just going to say that coucher means sleep, and I don't think they're talking about sleep.
No. Well, listen. Who am I to tell anybody how to manage their business, right?
Well, James, it's the best time of night is to wax there the floors. Like when you're not getting traffic. So, I mean, all that dusting and vacuuming. It's perfect. Perfect.
That's another use for wax. Well done.
So, wax floors or poetic.
So it's the great Patti LaBelle, Nona Hendrix, and Sarah Dash, who just passed away last year. So, LaBelle, Lady Marmalade, or if you want to listen to the updated version with like Pink and Lil' Kim and Christina Aguilera and Missy Elliott, you can do that too. But I like the original. It's cool. It's fun. And they're talking about working. So I thought, what an appropriate song.
Not quite 9 to 5, but there you go.
Exactly. I did 9 to 5 already, so let me throw a little music in. So that's our pick for today. It is a fun, fun song. So listen to it, you know, have some fun.
What a great tune. And it could be 9 to 5, p.m. to a.m. There you go. It's time for Ventures with Ventura, sponsored by Sears Stores Home Entertainment Department. Need a TV? See Greg for a great deal. Ventura, a great tie-in would be if you recommended Pretty Woman.
Ah, yeah, that would definitely be. But you know what? I was thinking about it, and I just realized that I'm coming up to 5 years working here. And, you know, I've had a lot of fun experiences working here. We've had dogs come through. We've had fun parties. We've had so many fun socials. But one of the most fun things that I can remember is I was in the back office, and the walkie-talkie kept going off. And it was Principal Officer, VP JD, and VP Botnick out on the run, scanning for suspects, recording their locations, going back to base. That was spoiler.
Yeah, fun.
Mine too.
you can see Paul's face, right? So many fun things happening. So I just want to say it has been absolutely fabulous working here with you guys. And the work environment is always awesome. Which leads me to fun activities leading into this weekend. So there's so much sports going on. And last weekend, there was a thriller of a game between my side lost, Kansas City, and the Bills. And I'm hoping that this weekend we'll have some more great games. So the NFL is on for this weekend. That's my recommendation. If you're into tennis, the Australian Open Finals is also on for this weekend. And of course, you can get some soccer if you're into that as well. So those are my recommendations for this week. And if all else fails, go watch Pretty Woman.
Yes, that's a different sport altogether.
See, Lady Marmalade, it worked out.
It is Friday, time for Friday's joke of the week.
Well, it's not a joke to me. I've been pretty concerned about my two VPs and the amount of time they're taking off due to sickness during the week. Initially, I thought maybe it was like a problem with my leadership, or that they were being aggravated by the amount of construction noise and dust around here. Anyway, the boys have reassured me it's just due to their weekend immune system.
Vice Principal Botnick, did you get the number of that bus?
Yeah, it backed over me too.
Yes, the lines of the retired. Well, that is it for us today, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening this week. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.